For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Volunteers from around the state will be working with some Greensburg area residents on Saturday for their annual Clean the Green event. It's part of an initiative to protect the Green River. Dan Modlin talks with Mike Hensley, the Green River Project Director for the Nature Conservancy of Kentucky.
Mike, tell us about how many volunteers will be needed for this event.
Well, we're hoping for a turnout of at least 100. You know, with past indication is any indicator, we'll easily have that. And I kind of come up with that number just based on number of canoes. This year, we've got more canoes available than we've ever had before. We've got 50 canoes that we've been able to line up for the event. So you figure if we put two people in each canoe, we can get 100 people on the water. Now, we've been trying to tell people when they register, and registration is very important because we have a limited number of canoes. But even if we exceed 100 people that want to come out to the event, we definitely want more people to come out. Even if we can't get them into a canoe, there's other things people can do. They can grab a garbage bag. I mean, we'll be at a park. They can walk along the edge of the river and pick up trash. The number of 100 people is simply based on us having 50 canoes available, but the more the merrier.
For those who might not be familiar with this particular waterway, Mike, why is the Green River considered to be extremely important in terms of biological diversity?
It really is an amazing river. When you talk about numbers of fish, and I'm talking about numbers of species of fish, there's about 150 different kinds of fish that live in the Green River. In the entire continent of Europe, there's about 170 species of fish. So in the Green River alone, which is entirely found within one state, the state of Kentucky, we've got about as many species of fish as the entire continent of Europe. So it's amazing how much diversity is here in this one river, I mean, literally in our backyards. You know, you start talking about freshwater mussels, and there's between 70 and 80 species of freshwater mussels that live in the Green River. And again, that's a very high number. As far as rankings, if you want to call it rankings, the Green River probably ranks fourth in North America in terms of biological diversity, and it's probably in the top 12 rivers in the entire world. It's an amazing resource that we have basically in our backyard.
Now, obviously, trash is unsightly, and we don't want to have that in waterways, but talk for just a minute about the impact that trash can have on the life that exists in that river.
Any trash is bad, as you mentioned, just from the aesthetic reason alone, and that's a big part of it, but trash in the river degrades habitat for fish and for mussels. Mussels, in particular, are very susceptible to sediment, basically being covered up with dirt. They're largely immobile, can't get out of the way of bad things. It's important to keep the river as clean as possible, whether that's tires, whether it's trash, whether it's dirt being washed into the rivers. A clean river is definitely on its way to being a healthy river, and fish and mussels both, but mussels in particular are very sensitive to water quality and water pollution.
Now, Mike, where and when will volunteers gather for this effort?
They are going to gather at American Legion Park in Greensburg, Kentucky. That's in Greene County. The American Legion Park is basically almost right downtown, just off of Highway 417.
Mike, you mentioned that it's important to register for this event. Is there a phone number or website you'd recommend?
The phone number would be 859-259-9655, or they can send an email to kentucky@tnc.org. And again, that's kentucky@tnc.org.
Volunteers will gather at 8 a.m. Central Time Saturday for that Clean the Green event. Again, more information is available at kentucky@tnc.org. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.